Gunfire is reportedly raging near the Afghan consulate in Karachi. Pakistani police and paramilitary forces have surrounded the area. Reuters reporting an Afghan diplomat was shot and killed by a security guard, and three others were wounded. No other details available. A United Nations report of a 24% spike in conflict-related child casualties in Afghanistan and a 3% rise in total civilian casualties in 2016 compared to the year before. UN reports blames Taliban for most of the civilian deaths. President Obama is telling the American people that if something happens, blame the judge who blocked his ban on immigration from seven Muslim-majority countries. A U.S. district judge in the state of Washington temporarily blocked Mr. Trump's executive order, which Vice President Mike Pence defended on NBC's Meet the Press.
The executive order that he put into effect was legal, it was appropriate, and our administration is going to be using all legal means at our disposal to challenge the judge's order.
A court of appeals Sunday rejected the Trump administration's demand to reinstate the travel ban. President Trump says though he respects Russian President Vladimir Putin, they may not necessarily get along.
He's a leader of his country. I say it's better to get along with Russia than not. And if Russia helps us in the fight against ISIS, which is a major fight, and Islamic terrorism all over the world,
right,
major fight, that's a good thing.
When Bill O'Reilly of Fox News asked about atrocities committed by Putin in the past and how President Trump could respect him knowing this history, Mr. Trump said, "The U.S. is not innocent." This is VOA News. Following public protests, Romania's government repealed a cabinet decree that would have shielded many politicians from corruption charges. 2014 National Anti-Corruption Directorate had led to convictions for thousands, including judges, politicians, prosecutors, and other public officials. The man suspected of attacking French soldiers outside the Louvre Museum in Paris is not speaking with investigators. Meanwhile, the father of the suspect has told the Associated Press his son is not a terrorist. French President François Hollande said there is no doubt that the attack was of a terrorist nature. French nationalist Marine Le Pen vowed to put France first as she launched her presidential bid. She said many French want to leave the European Union, just like Britain.
Chacun en convient, l'Union européenne est un échec.
She said all agree the EU is a failure and has put up, not upheld its promises, she says, especially in terms of prosperity and security. She said worse, it's imposed a form of tutelage. Monash University analyst Ben Wellings on Le Pen's popularity.
She's got the wind in her sails, as the far right do in Europe at the moment, and she's articulating the concerns that saw support go to Trump and some support for Brexit. So the moment is right for her, and I would expect to see her in that second round after April.
French national elections taking place in April and May. Printing house in Kurdish-majority Kashmishli in northeastern Syria is turning out books and text in Kurdish language, among them copies of the very first Western novel in Kurdish. Abdul Shihi lives in the area and speaks here through an interpreter.
The opportunity arose with the country's political changes. I remember very well being jailed for 3 months in Damascus and almost expelled from university because I was carrying a book in Kurdish. Kurdish language and culture were forbidden by the Syrian authorities and the Ba'ath Party because they wanted to assimilate the Kurds and their culture.
For years, Syrian Kurds were prevented from publishing magazines or books in their language. In American-style football, the New England Patriots have won the first overtime Super Bowl game in history, coming back from a 25-point deficit to beat the Atlanta Falcons 34-28 in Super Bowl 51, played in Houston, Texas. Tom Brady quarterbacks the Patriots.
It's exactly the way we didn't plan it. That was everything we didn't want to do in the first half, and it was better in the second half, so it was a great football game.
And it was New England's record-setting fifth Super Bowl win since the old National Football League and the American Football League merged in the late 1960s. Get more at the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.